Friday. Today is November the 29th, and you're listening to My Farm. What's that time of year when a lot of folks like to go out and start putting up Christmas trees, the live fresh-cut trees, whether they're getting them from a Christmas tree farm or selecting them from a lot. We're going to take some time this Friday and some of the Fridays coming up, talk about some of the things to look for before you even make the trip out to make sure you find that perfect Christmas tree. We'll be back with that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take some time starting off this Friday morning as we typically look out in the backyard and garden. And as we've done the last several years, the day after Thanksgiving, we talk about Christmas trees and Christmas tree selection. A lot of folks like to go out and pick out their family Christmas tree this year. Now, talking to some different friends around the state that run Christmas tree operations, they said actually the way Thanksgiving has fallen this year, being that it's a little later in the calendar, about a week ago was the really big push last weekend, actually, when a lot of folks hit the Christmas tree farms to select their trees. Obviously, the day after Thanksgiving, still a tradition for a lot of folks to go out and select those fresh cut trees or actually cut trees down themselves. Now, a few tips before you head out to the field to look at purchasing a fresh cut Christmas tree. And again, all this information can be found at OhioChristmasTree.org. That is the website, the homepage, if you will, of the Ohio Christmas Tree Growers Association. But make sure you know what you're looking for as far as the height of that tree. Everything looks different when it's out in the field. When the sky is your ceiling, you need to measure your ceiling, see how tall that actually is, and then take into account that that tree is going to be put into a stand, which is also going to change the height a little bit. And then also realize the way trees taper. So a tree typically has about an 80% taper, meaning if it's 10 feet tall at the top, it's about 8 foot wide at the bottom, and so sometimes people have the height available in their homes, but the width is where they get into seeing some issues. So keep that in mind. Also, it causes some issues when you transport those if you don't have a truck to haul them in. Now, obviously, they've got the netting and the wraps. They can put them in to shrink those down and make them easier to transport, but just all different things. Obviously, the trees out in the field are groomed. A lot of times they will shake those for you on a little stand to get any of the needles or leaves, anything that is stuck in there out. Sometimes you'll get a few of the little cones to drop out as well. But just a couple of things to also keep in mind if you're looking at a retail lot, maybe not out in the field. Again, the height is something you want to keep in mind. Looking at the different types of species, which ones retain their needles better, because a lot of those trees out in the lots have been cut for a couple of weeks and not necessarily been in water, versus a fresh cut one that has been taking up water from the ground. So that does make a difference as well. We'll be sharing the next several weeks to come about the different species of Christmas trees, things like the soft of needles, needle retention, coloring, fragrances, all those types of things. But just be sure when you get that tree home that you're not putting it over a heat source. You're making sure it has a fresh cut, regardless if it's from a actual retail lot or from a Christmas tree farm. Put the end in a bucket of water, something to allow that to take up water as long as it can, and that will help your needle retention. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We want to go back to some of the details if we're selecting a fresh cut tree here, whether it is today or in the very near future. And one of those, when we talk about going out to the field to cut down trees, you're going to want to make sure that probably there's more than one person there, especially if you're cutting that by hand, not with a chainsaw. It's easier if you have somebody sort of to steady that tree, hold it up to take a little bit of pressure off the tree so someone else can get down there with the saw. Ideally, you don't want that saw to be getting bound and also have that tree maybe torqued that can cause a little bit of an offset in the cut and can cause issues when you try and put it in the tree stand. So a lot of times maybe someone from the farm can also help using a chainsaw, and that cut then should be made first with the final cut coming on the opposite side to clean it up. You want to take that tree, then again, get it shake it if you can to get any of the needles out. And a lot of times they'll net it up for you to transport. If you're out on one of those lots, so a lot of our big box stores and other retail lots that are out there give you some different options. You want to make sure that the trees are in a shaded area if possible, just because sunlight will dry those out. Just like a regular plant, it will cause them to have some more evaporation. Again, ideally, you're getting those trees soon after they get to the lot. I know there's a lot of the stores that have had, you've seen the trees sitting out there for a couple weeks now. That means they were cut several days before that even and have been setting dry. So when you get those home, you need to make sure you make a fresh cut on the bottom so that it hopefully will start taking up water. Now, when you check those, check the needles to see how crisp they are. Ideally, they may just sort of bend and be spongy rather than being crispy and snap or break. That is how you know how dry they are, is how many needles fall off or how pliable are those needles. So make sure you get one that seems as fresh as possible. And a good rule of thumb is, when in doubt about the freshness of the tree, maybe select another one if you're questioning if that particular one does not look as fresh as you would like. You can also ask the retailer about, you know, when they came in, and if there's some on the lot that are fresher than others. They just want to sell you a tree, and so they ideally also want you to be a happy customer too. So it doesn't hurt to ask a few of those questions if you see a specific type that you think you want. And again, certain species retain needles better than others, so you know, maybe do a little bit of homework and you can look specifically for those types of trees. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.